A new study offers further proof that your mother was right when she said, eat your fruits and vegetables. The study's in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. It shows that eating lots of fruits and vegetables every day, especially green leafy vegetables, protects against heart attacks and strokes. There's no evidence, however, that eating that way lowers the risk of getting cancer. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Many scientists have thought that diets high in fruits and vegetables could significantly reduce the risk of cancer and heart attacks. Such diets are high on the list of the recommendations of the American Cancer Society and the American Heart Association. Dr. Walter Willett, the head of the nutrition department at Harvard School of Public Health, says their study found that the benefits may have been overstated.
Do continue to eat your fruits and vegetables and enjoy them, because there is an important benefit for overall good health. But don't count on eating more fruits and vegetables to have a major impact on keeping cancer risk low. The majority of the benefit for fruits and vegetables seems to be for prevention of heart attacks and stroke.
The greatest benefit, he says, was from 6 daily servings of both fruits and vegetables. This diet lowered the risk of heart attacks and strokes by as much as 20%. That's comparable to cholesterol-reducing drugs.
But we did see an especially important benefit for higher consumption of green leafy vegetables like spinach and dark green lettuce. And that's because probably that many people in this country have very low consumption of green leafy vegetables. It's a hole in the diet of about half of our population.
He says the problem with past studies showing that foods prevent cancer is that they often asked patients who had already had cancer about their diets. The current study is of the general population, 120,000 men and women, who answered detailed questions about what they ate and how often. Over 16 years, they were followed to see who did or did not develop a chronic disease. The questionnaires were backed up by blood tests and more intensive daily food records. The folks at the National Cancer Institute are concerned that the study may have missed any modest protection food provides against cancer. Dr. Arthur Schatzkin says the more rigorous tests may simply have exaggerated the findings.
If you underreport what you eat, it may be that you underreport on the food frequency questionnaire, but you also underreport even on these records, these more intensive records. And then what happens is that these records that are supposed to be giving you a better snapshot of the truth, in fact, are overestimating how accurate the food frequency questionnaire is.
Dr. Marion Nessel, a nutritionist at New York University, agrees. She says people are really sensitive about what they eat, and just being observed can influence the outcome.
The minute you know that your diet is being watched, it perturbs the diet, and you stop eating things that you know are bad for you. You start eating things that are good for you because that you think are good for you because you know you're being watched.
It may be that specific foods protect against specific cancers, Harvard's Walter Willett says. For example, some studies have shown that an ingredient in tomatoes may be effective against prostate cancer. In the meantime, there are other things you can do to prevent cancer. Exercise, don't smoke, and eat moderately. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.